My wish for you is that 2023 is the year that you finally see the improvement you've worked so hard to create. And Yelp for Restaurants is here to help. This year, we're launching new tools and programs to make this year your best year. In addition to the content you already love, we're launching a marketing series packed with actionable worksheets. We've got monthly webinars focused on the best business strategies out there. And as always, Yelp offers best-in-class software to help you optimize your restaurant and maximize your profits. See everything Yelp for Restaurants has to offer by visiting restaurants.yelp.com today. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Copel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with industry expert Anthony Hamilton, we're unpacking the tactics, tools, and strategies used by million-dollar marketing agencies to improve your restaurant. Join us daily to get an actionable tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today we're talking about how to use your special board to move the needle. So when you say special board, you're talking about daily specials, right?
That's it, man. Your chalkboard, right? Your chalkboard, the one you set out front, the one you have hanging on your wall, wherever the case may be. I'm going to start this off by saying I was guilty of this cardinal sin. Well, now I consider it a cardinal sin. Back in the day, I didn't realize what I was doing, but now I have an outsider perspective. And I'm like, damn, I missed tons of opportunities for multiple different facets of my business. So let's get started, shall we?
Let's do it.
Yeah. How many restaurants you go to and the Chiappino's on special tonight for $19.99? Right? It's a Monday.
Yeah, right?
Are you getting that Chiappino?
Nah, probably not.
Yeah. Their fish came in Wednesday, Thursday, right? They didn't sell it all. They throw it into a red sauce, throw a little fennel in there, and now all of a sudden it's at a discount, right? That's the old clearance rack mentality. Let's not do that anymore. I did that a ton. How are we going to get rid of this and that? And then we'll liquidate it at the cheapest price possible. The fact is that's transparent and really just not good business. You're not protecting your brand at that point in time, right? So when I look at the special board this day and age or your feature board, whatever the case may be, I look at it from multiple different tiers. I look at it first and foremost, this is an opportunity for me to test my market. Let's see how much they're going to pay for that prime rib sandwich I'm thinking about putting on my menu. Let's see how much they'll pay for this or what their elasticity point is to where they'll stop ordering it if I keep raising the prices incrementally over 3 weeks. Listen, I'm not doing it for greed. I'm not doing it for profit on this one menu item. What I'm doing is I'm trying to get a synopsis of exactly what my customer's value proposition is in a particular dish. And guess what? You can do all that where your corporate competitors may charge or pay millions of dollars for research and development. You can do your own microcosmic research and development for less than a couple hundred bucks. And it's true. It's your customers, not national customers, not anybody else. They're right there, right? So that's one way I love to leverage it. Another way too, we talk about that revenue thing this time of year, holiday season, that sort of stuff. To your point earlier, people are in your restaurant ready to spend. They're slowing down on their frequency, but they're still spending the same, if not more, per visit, right? Give them an opportunity to spend the money, especially in the weekends, man. Monday through Thursday, we're out to eat. Friday, Saturday, we're out to dine. That's a wildly different mentality as far as this customer spend goes, right? So I'm always a huge proponent of giving them an opportunity to spend the money that I want them to spend at my place. This could be something as simple as some lobster tail add-ons or black truffle shavings or whatever the case may be, giving them an opportunity for that premium spend, again, rather than using it as a clearance rack. Now, I can also take those specials or those add-ons and make them a little bit easier than my normal menu items. So this time of year in Ohio, I know in LA, you guys have perfect weather. You're San Diego, right? You're in San Diego?
Yep.
Yep. Same, right? Perfect weather, 365. You guys don't have to deal with this. In the wintertime in Ohio, it's about 20 degrees outside right now. We're looking for more caloric intake. We like braised items. We like pork shanks and big rump roast cooked down for days to make the best pot roast. That's what we're looking for. 5,000 calorie meals that stick to your ribs, right? The cool thing about those is they're durable. I can heat up 20 portions and hold them warm. So when the ticket comes back, I can scoop and serve all day long. So now I take my most popular and hopefully my most profitable item on the menu that day, and I also make it the easiest to execute. So now I'm touching the whole trifecta here of why this is advantageous for me. This isn't some afterthought from the chef. I am strategically placing these specials on the board to generate more revenue, to test my market, and to make service a bit easier for the short staff that I have.
You brought up a point that like really, really struck me, which is the opportunity for research and development. One of the things that I think we do as restaurateurs just by nature is we go full bore, right? So it's not that we're just going to test the waters here and see how this works. It's like we are going to completely change all of these things. You know, I was talking to a client the other day, and she was like, I want to start this weekly promo, and it's going to be this, and it's going to be completely different than what we're already doing in the restaurant, but I really think it'll drive traffic on Thursdays. And I told her, I said, why not just do it once? She was like, excuse me? I'm like, just do it on one Thursday. Yeah. And if you can fill up one Thursday, then wait a month and do it again. And if you fill up that Thursday, evaluate. But we have a tendency to like upend our entire operational infrastructure, to redo our entire menu, as opposed to making these small changes, right? To test the waters and see how things go.
There's nothing wrong with the litmus test, man. Use the litmus test, right?
100%, right? It's, had I done that with, let's say, my lunch service, which I would like to think, just based on listenership, that my failure when it comes to establishing a successful lunch service is known worldwide. We should have done a lunch service twice a week, right?
Yeah.
And seen how it went before launching it 5 days a week. It should have been a one-off or a two-off. And then eventually talk to those people. How often would you come in? And really test the waters. I think there's a massive opportunity there that most of us miss.
Yeah, we just dive in head first, man.
That's how it goes. But I also think, like you were saying, that there's an opportunity to upsell on the weekends when people are looking to dine. And that if your specials revolve around bottles of wine instead of glasses of wine, if it's about large format food and beverage as opposed to just individual meals, I think you have the opportunity to sell a fortune.
Yeah, no disagreements, Mary. Listen, we got to separate the people from their money in the best possible way, right? And this is a great opportunity to do so. And also, too, you can shake any stigmas, right? So if you have that $300 bottle on your special board, it's not printed permanently on your wine list. So the psychology there, people don't look at you as that hyper expensive restaurant. They look at you at the mid-level fine dining restaurant they can frequent often. And oh, by the way, we have some luxuries too, just in case you're interested.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.